This is from Dr. Celia S. I don't know how to spell that. Dr. S. And last name is Sarvepalli. Sarvepalli. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Juanita, last name is Retzloff, R-E-T like Tom, Z like Zebra, L-O-F-F like Frank, date of birth 11-3-1937. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a consultation for Mrs. Retzloff, who was sent for evaluation of microalbuminuria. She actually has been feeling very well. She lives with her husband. She follows a semi-vegetarian diet. Usually they'll eat chicken and turkey products, but generally mostly vegetables, fruits, very healthy foods, and they do not use many supplements, just a multivitamin. And they follow very healthy, her husband and her follow a very healthy lifestyle. She has no symptoms currently of chronic kidney disease. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no history of MI, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have chronic pain after a very serious motor vehicle accident in 2012 with multiple fractures, spine, shoulder, ribs, and also a brain bleed at that time. She has recovered, but she's actually in doesn't walk much since the accident. She doesn't drive very far. Oh, she can drive close to home, but doesn't drive very far, doesn't drive at night. But no cognitive deficits following that traumatic accident. No edema, and she does have very mild numbness in her feet, secondary to diabetes. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes for many years, very well controlled. Hemoglobin A1Cs range between 6.2 and 6.4. Hypertension, vitamin D deficiency, hyperlipidemia, obesity, gastroesophageal reflux disease, constipation, low back pain, degenerative joint disease, hard of hearing, diabetic neuropathy. Past surgical history, she had right shoulder surgery in 2012 with that severe accident. She had a total abdominal hysterectomy in 1977, left knee scope 1990, left breast lump that was benign that was removed in 1960, right shoulder skin cyst removal also. Social history, the patient is married, lives with her husband. She is retired. She never smokes cigarettes. She does not drink alcohol. She uses no caffeine and does not use illicit drugs. And she is a Seventh-day Adventist. Family history is significant for arthritis and her father with kidney failure. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Cipro, Percodan, and Sulfa. Medications, she's on amlodipine with olmesartan. It's 1040, one daily. Lantus insulin, it's 48 units once daily. Multivitamin once daily. And nystatin powder under breasts if she does develop a skin yeast reaction that occurs often in the summertime. Physical examination, height is 60 inches, weight 215 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 140/80, pulse 92, and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen obese, non-tender. No ascites, no palpable masses. Normal bowel sounds. Extremities, no edema. Fetal pulses 2+ bilaterally, no rashes or lesions. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 5th, 2023. Her microalbumin to creatinine ratio is in the microscopic range at 80. August 16th of 2022, it was 75. June 29th, 2021, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 55. June 20 of 2020, it was 80. 5/21 of 19, it was 49. 12/1 of 17, 73. 10/19 of 16, 42. And 7/8 of 2015, it was normal at 13. And creatinine is, and this was April 4th of 2023, and all previous creatinines were normal. This is 0.7. Estimated GFR is above 60. Calcium is 9, electrolytes normal, albumin 4.2, liver enzymes normal, glucose was 117. And other previous creatinines, we have 8/16/22, 0.7, 6/29/21, 0.6 creatinine, and it generally ranged between 0.6 and 0.7 back through 2017. Most recent CBC, hemoglobin 15.5, normal white count, normal platelets. That was August 16th, 2022. And hemoglobin A1C, I have one June 29th, 2021. That one was 7.4, but the one from this year is 6.4, the patient reports. Assessment and plan. One, persistent microalbuminuria, secondary to diabetic nephropathy. This has been stable now for more than 5 years. And she is on the maximum dose of olmesartan, which is an excellent treatment. She uses no non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and rarely has pain, she reports. So that level should stay very stable. We would ask her to check her blood pressure at home, and the goal would be 130 or less, over 70 to 80 or less. And she believes her blood pressure is always at that level when she checks it at home. Labs, we would like you to continue to check labs every 6 months for her, and the microalbumin to creatinine ratio could be done annually. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.